reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Another week of PDGA Radio is upon us. Welcome back. I'm Steve Kaczynski with another exciting program coming your way here for the week of September 15th, 2008. I'll have some results from another PDGA major event, the U.S. Masters Championships, and other notable tournaments from throughout the disc golf world. We'll also take a look at what the different disc golf manufacturers have going on this fall that's either new or noteworthy, and we'll preview the upcoming weekend of disc golf action, which includes the U.S. Women's Championships in Alabama, and a lone eight-year on the schedule taking place up in lonely northern Wisconsin, but still managing to draw some top players. So don't go anywhere. Those stories and much, much more all on this edition of PDGA Radio, which is gratefully being brought to you by Discraft, the International Disc Golf Center, Innova Champion, and the PDGA with PDGAstore.com. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com. Your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels. As we usually do here on PDGA Radio, we'll start you off with the results segment of the program, which gives you the rundown of this past weekend's big winners throughout the disc golf world. And from the PDGA calendar, we can quickly see I need to start with the U.S. Masters Championships, a PDGA major which took place in La Mirada, California for the over 40 aged players. And on the men's side there, it was a Grandmaster aged legend of disc golf winning as Steve Weisskopf used a blistering hot 10-35 rated final round to squeak out a one-throw victory over Jim Oates and again claim the crown as U.S. Masters disc golf champion. Over on the women's side, we see Carrie Burlegar winning by 5, Jim Schultz wins the Grandmasters, and Bert Cotton wins the Advanced Masters division. Across the country, we now go to Augusta, Georgia for results from the Augusta Classic A-tier event. There it's David Feldberg winning by 6 over Chris Orrick and Valerie Jenkins winning for the women. Alan Beaver wins in Masters and Blaine Kinkle wins the battle over Brian Ling to claim the win in advanced. North to Newtown, Pennsylvania, we have to go now to get results from the other A-tier of the past weekend, the Eric C. Yetter Champions Cup. And once there, we'll find Pennsylvania's own Joe Mila impressively winning by 10 throws over Mike Moser, with Avery Jenkins finishing in third. Leslie Brinster won the women's division, Jim Myers won in Masters, and Ryan Robbins won in advanced. Elsewhere, Nate Sexton wins in Crystal Mountain, Washington. Cale Hibiscus wins in Moorhead, Minnesota. Eric McCabe wins in Texas. David Wiggins Jr. edges out Jeremy Kohling and Mike Hoffman by one throw to win the North Carolina Championships. And Garrett Gerthy wins the Florida State Championships. Full results on those tournaments and all the others can be found on PDGA.com.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
This week, PDGA Radio will feature a rundown of some new and interesting items that the disc golf manufacturers are currently featuring, but that you may not have heard about yet. We'll start with the world leader in disc sports, Discraft, who currently have 155 Ace Race events on their 2008 schedule, with more still possible as players around the world take part in the unique one-disc Ace Race Challenge. Discraft has also announced the release of a couple limited edition discs, a Pro D Zone putter, an ESP Venom driver, and a Sparkle Players Cup Elite Z Force, available exclusively through Sun King Discs and SportDiscs.com for the Players Cup. Now to Gateway Disc Sports, where we've heard from Dave McCormick over the past several shows about their disc selection and new and future disc models, but now I see they are also in the process of releasing some discs in the 150-gram weight class, including Illusions, Elements, and Magics. Gateway has also recently produced some Organic Magics in addition to their other organic discs for those disc golfers who want to go that extra mile to help save the planet or just experience that unique smell firsthand for yourselves. Dave also has lots of stencil dye discs and his new Gateway Ozark backpack, available from GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com. Now on to Innova Champion Discs, who has just released their newest disc, The Boss. It's available only as a fundraiser disc from this past weekend's U.S. Masters Championships for now, and this disc will complement their other newest editions of the year, The Monarch and The Pig. Innova is also planning to release a 2009 disc golf calendar and are looking for you to submit pictures that may be used in it. If they choose yours, you could win a new Disc Catcher Sport practice basket or other prizes from Innova. Find more information at InnovaDiscs.com. More news and updates from around the disc golf world are coming your way after we hear more about Innova. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. Welcome back as we continue to update you on the new and interesting happenings of disc golf companies across the world. We move now to some of the smaller disc golf companies, including Steve Pearson and the relatively new Quest AT company, who is claiming to have the longest driver on the market with their Dimple Technology Defender. They've also re-released the Scream and now have both the T-Bone and Inferno available in their Premier line of plastic, as he also works on getting the rest of his Quest AT Disc Golf line also produced in the Premier plastic. John Houck and Millennium Golf Discs are still going strong, and the 2009 dates for his World's Biggest Disc Golf Weekend have been set. The 19th annual event will take place at more than 50 locations already set up worldwide through the weekend of May 2nd and 3rd of 2009. Visit WBDGW.com for more information on the world's biggest disc golf weekend. And the Swedish-based Latitude 64 Disc Golf Company is continuing to unveil new and innovative products, including their latest release called the Riot. It's been described as a very fast, overstable, long-range driver with a tilted inner rim that can also be used in windy conditions and for long-range rollers. It's also been reported to have good glide and less fade than you would expect for a wide-rim disc. For more information on the Riot and the rest of the Latitude 64 line of disc golf products, you can visit latitude64.se. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments, the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf. the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. Welcome back to PDGA Radio, and now that we've got you all up to date with what most of the disc golf manufacturers are up to, let's get you informed with what's on tap as far as the PDGA Tour calendar for this upcoming weekend, which includes Saturday and Sunday, the 20th and 21st of September. Those tournaments headlined by the 10th annual U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championships, being held this year by the Rocket City Chain Gang out of Huntsville, Alabama. This PDGA major event started in 1999 in Rock Hill, South Carolina, held there for the first 3 years. Then the event was taken over by Old Man and Mom Wallace, who ran it for 6 years out of Peoria, Illinois, and brought the tournament to the prestige level it has today. Now with at least 70 total players signed up for this year, including 26 open pros, the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship has become a premier event for women disc golfers and disc golf in general. This year, thanks to the financial support of its sponsors and the countless hours the tournament staff has volunteered, the Rocket City Chain Gang and the City of Huntsville proudly are presenting the largest payout in U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship history. Elaine King is the reigning Open Women's Champion, with Lisa Warner also coming back to compete for a repeat title in the Masters division during the rounds taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And now we go to a town called Cable, Wisconsin. We're looking at this weekend's only A-tier event. It's the Disc Golf TV Fall Open at the Telemark Resort, with Timmy Gill serving as tournament director. There, despite a relatively rural setting in the woods and hills of northern Wisconsin, Timmy has basically managed to fill the registration list days in advance, including names such as Avery Jenkins, Kay LaVisca, Nico LaCastro, Paul Macbeth, Adam Olson, and more. PDGA Radio will be at this event and should have results and reaction for next week's program. Elsewhere on the calendar for this weekend are international events in Belgium, Denmark, the United Kingdom, and two more national tour events in Finland. And here in the States, you always have numerous options depending on how far you want to travel. Some of those are the Hawaii State Championships, the Lakewood Open in Seattle, and nearly 20 other events nationwide. Check out the full schedule on PDGA.com from the PDGA Tour tab, and come back next week for the results. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski saying adios to another edition of PDGA Radio. Or until next time, I'll leave you pondering the thought of how long it'll actually take before cell phone signals are beamed directly into a brainstem, directly eliminating the need for phone servers. The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.